Today, November 17th, is the feast day of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. The young princess who became the queen died at the young age of 24, young mother of three children, remarkable woman. She was born in the year 1207, died in the year 1231. She was the princess, the daughter of the King of Hungary. She was raised in the castle. She was betrothed at the age of 4 to her future husband, Ludwig, who was 11 at the time. They didn't get married at that young age, thanks be to God. But they did get married when she was 14 and he was 21. They were deeply in love with each other. It was the happiest of marriages, a fairy tale wedding. They had a wonderful, loving marriage for the 6 years until he died of malaria when he was off fighting in the Crusades under the Emperor Frederick II. When he died, she was 20 years old. She was 18 days from giving birth to her third child, so her husband never knew their third child. She, during her time as queen, married to Ludwig, they as a couple did many acts of charity. They would go out into the streets and feed the poor. They would take care of the sick and the needy. She spent quite a bit of her time sewing. She made beautiful baptismal garments for the babies who were to be baptized in the church. She also sewed shrouds, burial shrouds, for those who were dying. Every year on Holy Thursday, she would go out and she would wash and kiss the feet of lepers that she would find in the street. When her husband tragically died at the young age, she was rejected by her relatives and by the family. She was driven out of the castle with her children. She had to go to other relatives to seek help. Eventually, she was restored to her family home. But during that time, she embraced the Third Order of St. Francis. She became what's called a tertiary or a Third Order of St. Francis. And today she's the patron saint of Third Order Franciscans along with King Louis of France. And during her time as a Third Order, she, as a widow, is able to wear the habit of the Franciscan sisters. And she built a chapel and many churches as well as a hospital, a Franciscan hospital. Again, this is right after the time of St. Francis. They died almost around the same time period. She collapsed in the street helping the poor when she was 24 years of age. She was canonized just 4 years after her death. As you know, St. Francis was canonized just a year or so after his death, and St. Elizabeth of Hungary 4 years after her death. But she is the patron saint of Catholic charities and the patron saint of the Third Order of Franciscans. So we think of this remarkable young woman, young mother of three, at the age of 24, giving her life back to God. I did find a beautiful passage from the writings of Pope John Paul II. I think he beautifully summarizes her life. Pope John Paul says, St. Elizabeth learned early from her mother to love Jesus and Mary. She desired only to follow the will of Christ. Love of Christ radiated from her. She took off her crown as she kneeled before the crucifix, saying, "How could I bear a crown of gold when the Lord bears a crown of thorns, and he bears it for me?" Her life was accomplished in the love of Ludwig. She was only 14 years old. He was 21. They loved each other in God and helped each other to love God more and more. They accepted the gift of new life from God with profound thankfulness. Who could remain indifferent to the overwhelming joy of a mother of 15 years and an immense love of this husband and wife? Urged by love of Christ, the young mother visited the poor, the sick, and the infants. Elizabeth had become the mother of all. Joy was never extinguished in her heart. She gave with evangelical joy. She said, "We ought to give everything we can with joy and grace." The sick, the abandoned, came to her in floods. She restored health and peace of God to many. "You see, as I told you, it is necessary to make people happy," was her motto. Ever united with Christ and her dear ones, Elizabeth, has ever since been a flaming torch to all who imitate Christ in the service of their neighbor.